Hello, this is Rick Harmon reporting again this week for Main Menu. This is the third and final segment of my demonstration of JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 with Vista. I was hoping that by this third and final segment we would have a third beta of JAWS for Vista, but unfortunately that hasn't happened yet. So, what I will show you again today is JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 for Vista. This is my third and final segment. I hope the information that I've presented to you in this series has been helpful to those of you who haven't decided yet to move to Vista. And maybe for some of you, it's shown you that you don't yet, want to go to Vista. But anyways, I hope this information has been helpful to everybody and enjoyable to all. Okay, what I would like to show you right now is the Welcome Center and the Ease of Access Center. The Welcome Center by default will come up with Vista when the computer starts. And this can be turned off. There's a checkbox that you can select, and this will allow you to disable the Welcome Center from starting up on startup. So I've went into Control Panel and I'm at the Welcome Center and I'm going into it.
Enter. Folder view list view, not selected view computer details, 1 of 20. Folder view list view, not selected view computer details, 1 of 20.
What the Welcome Center does is it allows you to quickly get to certain tasks and different things that they want to show you in Vista. It's real similar to like the little box that comes up with the XP and 2000 and Millennium and 98, when you first install those operating systems. You get your little box that comes up in the beginning, wants to show you this and show you that. Well, this is basically the same thing. And as it said, you have 20 options.
Not selected view computer details, 1 of 20.
Can view computer details. This will take you into system.
Connect to the internet. Connect to the internet, 4 of 20.
Okay, let me change my view.
Alt V, menu bar, view, Alt plus V, status, explore, extra large icon, medium icon, small icons, list L. Enter, leaving menus, welcome center, folder view, list view, connect to the internet, 4 of 20, home, view computer details.
This is a common complaint I have with Vista. Vista wants to keep setting my views in various things to its tile and icon views. And I prefer a list view, as do most other blind users. I haven't as yet found a way to get a lot of this stuff to lock in to list view, and I continually have to change it. I hope it's just something I'm doing wrong, but it is kind of an inconvenience.
View computer details, 1 of 20.
So we have view computer details. This basically will take you to control panel and system.
Transfer files and settings.
Transfer files and settings. I believe this will allow you to transfer files and settings from your, if you have another OS installed.
Add new users.
Add new users will simply take you to control panel and user settings.
Connect to the internet.
Connect to the internet.
Windows Ultimate Extras.
This will only show up if you're using Ultimate. This is the Ultimate Extras that you can get. I haven't seen a whole lot here yet.
What's new in Windows Vista?
Here's your what's new.
Personalize Windows.
This essentially just takes you to control panel and personalize. This will allow you to change various display and sound settings, mouse pointers, power settings, and video resolution.
Register Windows Online.
Here's your register Windows Online, which reminds me of something I need to do.
Windows Media Center.
Here's your Windows Media Center.
Windows Basics.
Windows Basics. I believe that's a demonstration. And again, Media Center is only available in Vista Premium, Home Premium, and Vista Ultimate.
Ease of Access Center.
Is your Ease of Access Center.
Backup and Restore Center.
Backup and Restore Center, which will take you into Control Panel and the Backup and Restore Center, which I will show you here in a couple of moments.
Windows Vista Demos.
Windows Vista Demos. I'm not sure what this is.
Control Panel.
There's your Control Panel.
Go online to learn about Windows Live.
Go online to learn about Windows Live. Windows Live is a service Microsoft is offering. It has antivirus and other forms of protection for your computer.
Go online to find it fast with Windows Live. Go online to help protect your PC with Windows Live. Go online to Windows Marketplace.
And Windows Marketplace is an online store through Microsoft where you can buy different things, including Windows.
Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC. Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC 19 of 20. Sign up online for technical support.
And that's the bottom. So, most of you will probably immediately turn this off. I did. It's really not useful to me. But I did want to show you it's there. So, if you want to get access to it, you can. Now, I'm going to briefly just take you into the Ease of Access Center. And what the Ease of Access Center is basically the accessibility options that Vista has.
Enter. Title is Control Panel. Administrative Tools.
Yeah.
Ease of Access Center. Enter. Folder View List View 0 Items. Change Administrative Settings Link.
Now, Ease of Access can also be gotten to in Vista by pressing Windows U.
Tab. Always scan this section. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus O. Tab. Start magnifier button. Alt plus G.
And here is our magnifier. I understand that magnifier has been enhanced over what comes with 2000 and XP. I've not been able to verify that, but that's what I've heard.
Tab, start narrator button, alt plus N.
And here's narrator, which you can also get to in Vista by doing your Windows U and an alt N.
Tab, start on screen keyboard button, alt plus K.
You have your on-screen keyboard.
Tab, set up high contrast button, alt plus U.
You have high contrast settings for partially sighted persons. I used to use those quite a bit.
Tab, get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link, alt plus R.
Basically a wizard to assist you in the various ease of access options.
Tab, use the computer without a display link. Tab, make the computer easier to see link. Tab, use the computer without a mouse or keyboard link. Tab, make the mouse easier to use link. Tab, make the keyboard easier to use link. Tab, use extra visual alternatives for sounds link. Tab, make it easier to focus on tasks link. Tab, toolbar desktop split button. Tab, search edit. Tab, change administrative settings link. Tab, always scan this section checkbox not checked, alt plus O. Always scan this section checkbox not checked, alt plus O. Tab, start magnifier button, alt plus G. Start on screen keyboard button, alt plus K. Get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link, alt plus R.
Yeah, okay, and we've wrapped around. So I just basically wanted to show you those two options real quick in case you needed to get to anything in either one of those. Okay, I want to briefly take you into the Media Center. Now, I haven't used the Media Center ever before, and I really haven't played with it any with Vista yet. I want to get a TV card for my computer to do this. But there are other things you can do in the Media Center, and I just want to take you into it just for a moment or two, just to go around. I'm not really going to do much with it, but I do just want to show you some of the options with it.
Enter program submenu key, leaving menus. Windows Vista trademark, button recorded TV button.
And I'm in the Media Center now.
Record a TV button.
And there are basically a bunch of buttons here for the various options of what you can do. And this is recorded TV.
Button, play DVD button.
You can play DVDs through Media Center. I've messed with this a little bit. It's kind of slow on my system.
Button, set up TV button.
Here's where you set up your TV tuner to work with Media Center.
Button, play DVD button, record a TV button. Button on now button.
I think that's your scheduler for the TV.
Button on later button. Button stores button. Button players button. Button explore button. Button program library button. Button shutdown button. Button burn CD/DVD button.
Okay, here's where you can burn a CD or a DVD.
Button sync button. Button add extender button. Button media only button. Picture library button. Button more pictures button. Button music library button. Button play all button. Button radio button. Button search button. Button record a TV button.
And we're back around. As I said, I really don't know how to do much of this.
Button players button. Button program library button. Button media only button. Button program. Button play. Button record a TV button. Button play DVD button. Button set up TV button.
See if there's anything we could just go into here.
Button players button. Enter.
Add
players button.
Okay, it's doing something.
Tab. Remove players button. Add players button. Remove players.
Oh, okay, so you could add and remove different players.
Tab. Add players button. Tab. Tab. Escape. Title is Windows Media Center. Remove players button. Add players button. Remove players button.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Alt F4.
Okay, well, I just wanted to show you that briefly. I haven't used it. I don't have any experience with it, so I really can't show you a whole lot there. Okay, what I'm going to show you now is the Backup and Restore Center that Vista has. And again, some of these features are not available in Vista Home Basic or Vista Home Premium, I believe, from what I've read. What isn't available is the complete PC backup and restore. Vista has the capability of either backing up files and folders to other hard drives or CDs and DVDs, but it also has a feature as well to actually completely back up your system either to another hard drive or an external hard drive or a series of DVDs, and it does this in an image form similar to Ghost. So let's go in here.
Enter. Repair Windows using System Restore Link.
And we'll tab around.
Repair Windows using System Restore Link.
And we have our Repair Windows with System Restore. You can get into System Restore from here. You can also still get into System Restore, you know, by going to Programs and System Tools, and it's in there still.
Tab, create a restore point or change settings link.
We can create our restore points.
Tab, Windows Easy Transfer link.
Here's your Windows Easy Transfer. This allows you to transfer files and settings from other OSs that you may have on your system.
Tab, help link. Tab, backup files button, Alt plus B.
Here's our backup files.
Tab, backup computer button, Alt plus A. Backup computer button, Alt plus A.
And here's our backup computer.
Tab, which type of backup should I make, link.
And some of this is help. This is a help file here.
Tab, restore help link. Tab, link with our shadow copies, link. Tab, restore files button, Alt plus R.
We have our restore files.
Tab, advanced restore link, Alt plus O.
We have an advanced restore.
Tab, restore computer button, Alt plus M.
And we have a restore computer.
Tab, new system restore to fix problems and undo changes to Windows, link.
And there's our system restore setting again.
Tab, toolbar desktop split button. Tab, search edit. Tab, repair Windows using system restore link.
And I'm just going to take you into a little bit of this briefly. I'm not going to attempt to do any backups or restores, but I do want to just show you some of the dialogues here.
Enter.
And there's UAC.
User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Continue. Microsoft tab. Details button. Tab. Continue button. Space. System restore dialog. Recommended restore. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus R.
And this just basically goes into your system restore settings.
Choose a different restore point. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. Alt plus C. Recommended restore. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus R.
And we can tell it how we want to restore.
Choose a different restore point. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. Alt plus C.
And if we choose our own restore point, I believe we'll get another...
Tab. Open system protection link. Open system protection link. Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Next button. Alt plus N.
Yeah. Then you could go to next.
Space. Current time zone. Eastern Daylight Time. List view. 5/16/2007 10:40:32 a.m. 1 of 10. 5/14/2007 4:54:54 p.m.
And these are your various... restore points that you can restore your system back to.
5/14/5/13/5/12/tab. Show restore points older than 5 days. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus R. Tab. Back button. Alt plus D.
And obviously I'm not going to do this, so I'll go back. But as you can see here, the system restore points are accessible. They're easier to use than they were in XP.
Space, restore system files and settings. Choose a different restore point. Radio tab, open system protect tab, next button, alt tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center, tab, toolbar desktop, split button, tab, search edit, tab, repair windows using system restore link, tab, create a restore point or change settings link.
Well, let's go ahead and just do a restore, or not do a restore, but add a restore point.
Space.
And there's UAC again.
User account, tab, details button, tab, continue, space. System properties dialog, system protection page, how much disk space is required, link. Tab, how do I use previous versions, link. Tab, system restore ... alt plus S, system restore ... alt plus S. Tab, automatic restore points list view, audio video if not checked, 1 of 3. Tab, create ... alt plus C. Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button, cancel, tab, system protect, tab, how much disk space, tab, how do I use previous, tab, system restore ... button, alt plus S, tab, automatic restore points, tab, create ... button, alt plus C, space, system protection dialog, create a restore point, type a description to help you identify the restore point, the current date and time are added automatically, edit, T-E-S-T, tab, create button, alt plus C, space, create ... button, alt plus C, system protection dialog, creating a restore point ... creating a restore point ...
And that's pretty straightforward. You would create a restore point if you were doing something major to your system, such as adding some new hardware or installing a piece of software that, you know, maybe you didn't know how it was going to affect your system.
System protection dialog. The restore point was created successfully. OK button. Space. Create ... button. Alt plus C. Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Space. Backup and restore center.
And we're back to the center.
Tab. Toolbar desktop. Split up. Tab. Search edit. Tab. Repair windows using system restore link. Tab, create a restore point or change. Tab, Windows Easy Transfer link. Tab, help link. Tab, backup files button, alt plus D.
Let's go into the backup files and see what we have in there.
Enter.
And again, there is UAC.
User account control dialog. Tab, details button, tab, continue button, space. Backup files on the hard disk, CD, or DVD. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus H.
Okay.
Tab. Combo box. Removable disk. G5.0 MB3. 3 of 3. Tab. ID equals info disk. Why don't I see my hard disk? / why don't I see my hard disk? Link. Tab. What's the difference between backing up files and copying files to a CD? Link.
And I'm just tabbing around this dialog.
Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Tab. Cancel button. Tab on the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. On the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. Root jaws the PC. Where do you want to save your backup?
Okay, and that's asking us where do we want to save our backup to?
PC cursor. Edit on the network, radio button not checked, 2 of 2, edit, edit.
Oops.
Shift tab on the network, radio button checked, 2 of 2, on the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H.
So we can tell it that we want to back our files up to either... another hard drive, a CD or a DVD, or we can back them up to another network computer that's hooked into our network.
Tab combo box removable disk G5.0 MB free 0 items. Combo box removable disk G5.0 MB free 3 of 3.
Now this is basically
audio video with 20.0 GB free DVD RW drive D.
Asking us where we want to back up to. So you could select either another hard drive, an external hard drive, or your burner.
Tab, why don't I see my hard disk link? Tab, what's the difference between backing up files and copying files to a CD link? Tab, next button, Alt plus N. Space, list view, not selected, XP, home, C34.5 GB, 17.7 GB, 1 of 3. Tab, next button, Alt plus, Shift tab, XP, home, C34.5 GB, 17.7 GB. Vista E-System, 186.3 GB, 55.0 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB.
And I believe we're selecting what we want to back up.
Root JAWS to PC. Vista E-System 100, XP Home Theater, disk header bar, total size header bar used. Your backups are being saved on DVD RW drive D. Included in the backup, you cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup on. There is more than one disk in your computer, the disk that Windows is installed on will always be. Included in the backup, you cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup on. Your backups are being saved on DVD RW drive D.
Okay.
PC Wizard. Tab, next button, Alt plus N. Shift tab, list view, audio video at 186.3 GB, 1, Vista E-System 108, tab, next button, Alt plus N. Space.
So we basically told it what we want to back up to, what we want to back up. And let's see what's going on here.
Next button. Tab, cancel button, cancel, tab, back button, Alt plus, tab, pictures, checkbox, checked, Alt plus P, tab, music, checkbox, checked, Alt plus M, tab, videos, checkbox, checked, Alt plus B, tab, email, checkbox, checked, Alt plus E, tab, documents, checkbox, checked, Alt plus D, tab, TV shows, checkbox, checked, Alt plus T, TV, tab, compressed files, checkbox, checked, Alt plus C, compressed, tab, additional files, checkbox, checked, Alt plus A, additional files, checkbox, checked, Alt plus, tab, only files on MTFS disks can be backed up, system files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up, ID equals it, file types, with what other file types are not included, tab, next button, Alt plus N, next button, Alt plus N.
Let's see if we can read this.
Graphic 653 backup files. Which file types do you want to back up? All files on this computer of the type that you select will be backed up, including files that belong to other users of this computer. We recommend that you back up all of the file types. Selected below, pictures category details music, move the mouse pointer over a category on the left or selected with the keyboard to see what types of files videos will be backed up. Email documents, TV shows, compressed files, additional files, only files on MTFS disks can be backed up. System files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up. What other file types are not included in the backup? Graphic 194, graphic 844.
Okay.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button, Alt plus P. Tab, pictures, checkbox, checked, Alt plus P.
So basically, what you're telling the files backup to do is back up certain types of data from your drive to wherever you want to back it up to. Apparently, you don't get a choice to tell it what specific files to back up.
Tab, music checkbox checked, Alt plus M. Tab, videos checkbox checked, Alt plus E. Tab, email checkbox checked, Alt plus E. Email checkbox checked, Alt plus E. Tab, documents checkbox checked, Alt plus D.
But I see where it could be handy. You know, it backs up your email and your documents and your documents folder and music and video and
tab, TV shows, checkbox checked, Alt plus T.
TV shows.
Tab, compressed files, checkbox checked, Alt plus C. Tab, additional files, checkbox checked, Alt plus A. Tab, only files on MTFS disks can be backed up. System files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up. ID equals it, file types with what other file types are not included in the backup. Slash, what other file types are not included in the backup. Link. Tab, next button, Alt plus N.
Well, let's see what happens when we go to next.
Space, how often, combo box, weekly, 2 or 3, Alt plus H.
Okay, so this is a scheduled type of backup, apparently.
Tab, what day, combo box, Sunday, 1 of 6, tab, what time, combo box, tab, save settings and start backup button, Alt plus S.
Okay, and I'm not going to save this. I just wanted to show you what it would do.
Tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center. Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button, toolbar, tab, search edit, tab, repair Windows using system restore link, tab, create a restore pointer change settings link, tab, Windows easy transfer link, tab, help link, tab, backup files button, Alt plus, tab, backup computer button, Alt plus, backup computer button, Alt plus.
Now let's just go into the backup computer button. Again, backup, the complete PC backup is available only with Vista Ultimate and Business, I believe. I read something that said it wasn't available on Home Premium, but I can't verify that.
Space.
And there's UAC again.
User account control tab, details button, tab, continue button, Alt space.
So you can see UAC.
Backup and restore center.
comes up quite often.
Windows complete PC backup cancel button.
When we're doing things like this.
Windows complete PC backup, where do you want to save the backup? Windows complete PC backup creates a backup copy of your entire computer, including programs, system settings, and files. Your entire computer can be restored using the Windows recovery environment. On the hard disk, Windows complete PC backup, looking for backup devices, .. on one or more, D, graphic 432, graphic 844.
Okay, and this is basically telling us that it can back up our entire PC.
Tab, on the hard disk radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus H. On the hard disk radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus H.
And now we need to tell it where we want to back up to.
On one or more DVDs, radio button checked, 2 of 2, Alt plus D.
So you can either, again, back up to a hard drive or to CDs or DVDs.
Tab, combo box, DVD, RW, drive D, 1 of 1. Tab, next button, Alt plus N.
And I'm going to go ahead and press next, and we'll see what happens.
Space. List view, not selected audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 1 of 3. Graphic 653, Windows complete PC backup. Which disks do you want to include in the backup? The disk that Windows is installed on will always be included in the backup. You cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup to. We recommend including all of the disks that contain Windows files, programs, and personal data. Your backups are being saved on DVD, RW, drive D. Disk total size used, space audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB.
Okay, so what we're doing here is we're telling it what drives we want to back up, and as it said, your operating system drive will always be selected, so that will always be backed up, and then you can check other hard drives here.
Vista E system 186.3 GB, 55.4 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. Space. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 103. Vista E system 180, XP Home C system 34.5 GB 17, Vista E system 100, XP Home C system 30, space. Tab, next button, Alt plus N, tab, cancel button, tab, back button, Alt plus D, tab, list view, XP Home C system 34.5 GB 17.7 GB, 3 of 3.
Now I'm not sure how to select these or unselect these.
Vista E system 186.3 GB 55.4 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB 166.3 GB. Root JAWS to PC. Disk header bar total size header bar used. Audio video at 186.3 GB 166.3 GB. Vista E system 1. XP Home C system 34.5 GB. Graphic 194. Graphic 844.
Because they're not telling us what is selected.
XP. Vista E. Audio video at. Disk header bar. Your backups are being saved on DVD, RW, drive D. Programs and personal data. The DRs. The disk. Which disks do you want to include in the backup? The disk that Windows is installed on will always be included in the PC cursor. Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Next button. Alt plus N. Shift tab, list view, audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 1 of 3.
So there's kind of a snag there. It's not telling us which disks are selected. We know the Vista drive is selected because it's always selected. But if you have other drives, you're not real sure if those are or not. I'm going to go ahead and go to next.
Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected audio video F, 1 of 3. Not selected audio video F. Graphic 653, Windows complete PC backup. Confirm your backup settings. Backup location. Graphic 574, DVD, RW, drive D. The backup will take 35 to 60 DVDs. The following disks will be backed up. Audio video at Vista E system, XP Home C system, graphic 95, cancel.
Okay.
Root JAWS to PC. The following disks will be backed up. Audio video at Vista E system, XP Home C system.
Okay, so I could go back.
PC cursor. Tab, start backup button, alt plus, tab, cancel button, tab, back button, alt plus, space. List view, not selected audio video at 186. Vista E system 100, audio video at 1, space. Vista E system 1, XP home, space. Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected Vista E system, 1 of 2.
Okay.
Root JAWS to PC, the following disks will be backed up. Vista E system, XP home, C system.
Okay, and it's still, for some reason, let's go back.
PC, tab, start backup button, alt plus S. Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button, alt, space. List view, not selected off. Vista E system, XP Home C, space. Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected Vista E system, 1 of 2, not selected Vista E system.
Oh, and I guess, maybe. Oh, I think I understand why. Since this is a dual boot system, and it has XP and Vista on it, in order to restore Vista, you would have to have the XP partition backed up because it has the master boot information on it and not on the Vista drive. So I think that's why that's doing that. You would have no choice. Now, in your system, if you just had Vista installed and you had a couple different hard drives, then obviously you could, you know, make this change. But I'm forced to back these two files, or these two drives up.
And start backup button, Alt plus S.
And then what we would do is start our backup, and as it said, if I wanted to do this, it would take 30 to 60 DVDs in order to do the process.
Tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center.
So, that is just a brief overview of the backup and restore center with Vista. Okay, what I'm going to show you now is the speech recognition that is built into Windows Vista. Speech recognition allows you to use a microphone that's hooked up to the computer so that you can tell the computer different things to do just by using speech. I've messed with it for a little while here, maybe an hour or two total. And so what I'm going to show you isn't probably going to be the best presentation in the world, but hopefully everything will work. This is kind of rigged up, and this isn't the optimal way to do the speech recognition, but I'm going to give it a try to show I can show you this, because normally you really wouldn't want JAWS speaking through the speakers, as it tends to interfere with the speech recognition to some point, but I'm going to give it a try. So in order to turn on speech recognition, you go into the control panel and you go to the speech recognition options, which I now have up.
Tab, text to speech link, Alt plus X. Tab, ease of access link, Alt plus O. Tab, audio devices link, Alt plus U. Tab, help link. Tab, start speech recognition link, Alt plus S.
And you have a start speech recognition link that you can press. Oh, jeez. Stop listening. And it actually turned on there. So when I said that, it actually thought I meant for it to listen to me.
Tab, set up microphone link, Alt plus M.
Stop listening.
Tab, take speech tutorial link, Alt plus P. Tab, train your computer to better understand you, link, Alt plus R.
Now you have the options to train your computer, but I haven't done this yet. I don't know how accessible it is. I know the
Shift tab, take speech tutorial link, Alt plus P.
The speech tutorial really isn't very accessible, but I did get enough out of it to get me going. So what I want to do here is just give you a demonstration of how this works. Start listening. Tab. Tab. Press Windows M key. Start listening. Stop listening. Start listening. Home. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Okay, fine, I'll do it myself.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, task manager, 28 of 30.
Home.
Folder view list view, rate 1 of 30.
Press down arrow.
Computer.
Press down arrow.
Internet Explorer.
Press down arrow.
Recycle bin.
Tab.
Start button.
Tab.
Taskbar gold wave button.
Tab.
System tray speech recognition is listening button.
Press right arrow key.
JAWS for Windows button.
Press right arrow key.
Freedom Box remote control server do not shut down button.
Tab.
Desktop folder view list view recycle bin 430.
Computer.
Computer.
Press enter.
Windows Explorer. Folder view list view. Not selected. Floppy disk drive. A floppy disk drive. 1 of 7.
Press down arrow.
XP home C.
Press down arrow.
DVDRW drive D.
Press down arrow.
Vista E.
Press enter.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Archive stuff 5/15/2007806pm file folder. 1 of 8. Not selected. Archive stuff.
Press down arrow.
Epson.
Press down arrow.
My received podcasts.
Press backspace.
Folder view list view. Vista E local disk 186GB 130GB 407. Vista E.
Press down arrow.
Audio video F.
Press enter.
Folder view list view. Not selected audio and video 1 of 12.
Press Alt F4 key.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Home. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Now this was working before.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, computer 2 of 30.
Winamp. Winamp.
Computer 2 of 30.
Winamp. Winamp. Press down arrow.
Folder view list view. Internet Explorer 3 of 30.
Winamp.
Winamp.
Press enter.
Winamp 5.35. Track 135. Track 135.
Press X key.
Hey everybody, I just thought I'd let you all know, if you weren't aware...
Press right arrow key.
...that I've been...
Press right arrow key.
...running this now for getting a lot of hits from it.
Press right arrow key.
So, apparently a lot of... If you'd like further information...
Press C key.
...on...
Close Winamp.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows key M.
Taskbar gold wave button.
Home. Home. Tab. Press Windows M key.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, Winamp 13 of 30.
I don't know why it's not listening to that. I think the system's getting bogged down a bit. Start button. Start button. Start.
Context menu, default programs, D.
Up arrow. Up arrow. Down arrow. Press down arrow.
New Office Document N.
Press down arrow.
Open Office Document O.
Press down arrow.
Windows Update W.
Press down arrow.
Program Submenu P.
Press enter.
Accessible Submenu A.
Press enter.
Leaving Menus.
Okay, this is working pretty well, but unfortunately, since I'm trying to record this with GoldWave, and I'm trying to use the speech recognition, and I'm trying to run multiple other programs, it tends to bog down a bit. But it does a pretty good job, actually. And considering that I haven't used this at all, and I haven't trained it any, you know, it is doing a pretty good job. I'm going to try and go into a document and use the speech to actually type. Start listening. Start.
Context menu, default programs, D.
Press down arrow.
New Office Document, N.
Press enter.
Leaving menus. New Office Document Dialog. General Page. List View. Graphic 239. Blank Document 107.
Press Enter.
Document 1. Microsoft Word. Print View. Page 1. Edit.
This is a test to see how well the speech recognition program picks up my voice in Word to dictate. Period. Stop listening.
This does a test to see how well speech recognition program picks up my voice in Word to.
And it didn't do perfect. And I'm sure it could do much better if it was trained. And probably much better if I had a better microphone.
Home. Does. This. H. T. H. I. S. Space. D. O. S.
So it took DOS as is.
Space. A. Space. T. E. S. T. Space. T. O. Space. C. Period. Space.
I didn't do that right.
C. O. L. W. E. This does a test to see how well speech recognition program. Top of 5. This does a test to see how well speech recognition program fixed. This does a test. Blank.
Start listening. This is a test to see how well the speech recognition picks up my voice in Word. Period. Stop listening.
Must does it ask to see how well the speech recognition acts up my voice in Word.
And it didn't work worth a crap there either. Unfortunately.
Top of 5. Must does it ask to see how well the speech recognition acts up my voice in Word.
And that worked terrible. That is absolutely atrocious.
Must does it ask to see how home. Must does it ask to land.
Let me try this one more time. Start listening. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system in Vista to type my words here in Word. Period. Stop listening.
This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system in Vista.
And that did much better. So, you have to kind of speak to the recognition system and not so much of a robotic type of voice, I guess. I was trying to be slow and precise, and it doesn't seem to like that. It seems to like you to talk more naturally.
Home. Is. This. Is. A. Test. To. See. How. Well. My. Voice. Picks. Up. For. The. Speech. Recognition. System. Invest. Up. To. Type. My. Words. Land. Land. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system and messed up to type my words.
So it messed up there at the end a little bit, but it didn't do too bad. And I'm sure with training it would do much better. Start listening. Press Alt-F4 key.
Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes to document 1? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Press right arrow key.
No button, Alt plus N.
Press Enter.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Desktop folder view list view task manager 28 of 30.
Stop listening. And you have to be pretty precise, you know, especially since this hasn't been trained. But, actually, it does really, really well, and I'm kind of amazed at, you know, just how well out of the box it actually works. Start listening. Windows Mail.
Windows Mail.
Press Enter.
Windows Mail Message List View Working Online Connecting .1 of 1 Unread Papa John's Pizza Special Free Large One Topping Pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m.
Press Enter.
Order online now. View your menu. Restaurant loader from Papa John's Specials at PapaJohnSpecials.com. Subject: Pizza Special. Free large one-topping pizza from Papa John's. Papa John's online ordering. To view this email as a webpage, go link here. Link graphic. Papa John's. Better ingredients. Better pizza. Deliver your carryout pizza order online and have your pizza delivered. Number one in American customer satisfaction among pizza chains for 8 straight years. Link order online now. Link view your menu. Link restaurant locator. Link graphic. Free large one-topping pizza with the purchase of any extra large specialty pizza at regular menu price online. Use the promotion code 51707.
Click here.
Link graphic to order. Free large one-topping pizza with the purchase of any extra large specialty pizza.
Escape.
Windows mail message list view. Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m. 1:02.
Delete. Press up arrow. Home.
Unread. Rudy Florian is there. A way to record a MIDI file to MP3. 5/17/2007 12:47 p.m.
Tab.
Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m.
Tab.
Folder list preview. Inbox 1/35. Windows mail message list view. Papa John's pizza special. Free large one-topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m. 1/1.
Tab.
Folder list preview. Inbox 1/35.
Down arrow. Press down arrow.
Outbox.
Press down arrow.
Send items.
BCT.
BCT.
Press Y key.
Yahoo Blind Books. Paolo at Pietrasanti.net. Read. Input request for English Italian Dictionary 5/17/2007 11:12 a.m. Unread. Paolo at Pietrasanti.net.
Read.
Input request for English Italian Dictionary 5/17/2007 11:12 a.m.
Home. Tab.
Folder list preview. Yahoo Blind Books 31/35.
Okay, I did it. It just didn't say it. End.
Yahoo Blind Webbers.
Press up arrow.
Yahoo Blind Tech. Claudia Del Rio Re, scanning while traveling, 5/17/2007 12:57 p.m. Unread. Claudia Del Rio Re, scanning while traveling, 5/17/2007 12:57 p.m.
Home. Home. Press up arrow.
Unread. Charanta Prima Re, books from Bookshare, 5/17/2007 11:08 a.m.
Press up arrow.
Eleven messages, eleven unread working online.
Home. Press tab key.
Folder list preview, Yahoo Blind Tech 34/35.
Press Alt F4 key.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H. Windows mail dialog, OK button.
Press Enter.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H. Windows mail storage compaction dialog. Time remaining. Calculating. Items remaining. Calculating. Speed. Calculating. Cancel button. 3%. For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Blank.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Desktop folder view list view task manager 28/30.
Home.
Rick.
Stop listening. Okay. That basically covers what I wanted to show you in the speech recognition. Again, please be aware I haven't trained this. I haven't used it much. My system is under quite a heavy load right now, you know, since I'm trying to record this and do the speech recognition at the same time. So, at points, I could tell it was bogging down and it wasn't picking up the speech commands. It did do a better job while I wasn't recording. So, you know, just kind of take this as an impromptu demonstration and be aware that you can get better results than I was getting out of this. So, that basically covers the speech recognition. Okay, this wraps up this segment of JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 with Vista. This also wraps up this three-part series. I'd like to thank Jeff Bishop and Darrow Shandro
for having me on to present this to everybody. I hope everybody has learned something from this, especially those of you who haven't switched to Vista yet, and those of you who are kind of sitting on the fence wondering if you should go to Vista or not. I guess I would say, if you have to buy a new computer, then I definitely would go ahead and get Vista with it. I don't see a problem doing that. If you're using an older computer, I would recommend that you definitely use the Vista Advisor available at Microsoft. I definitely would run that on your system. Make sure that your system is capable. My system's fairly capable, but it does bog down from time to time, depending on what's running. And, I'm running a 3 gigahertz system with 1 gig of memory. So if you're running too old of a system, you know, you're not going to have a chance at being able to run Vista. But if you have something newer, hopefully you'll be okay. Make sure all your hardware has drivers available for it. There are still some driver issues with Vista, you know, getting drivers from the hardware manufacturers, but that is improving pretty much every day. And JAWS itself is getting better with Vista. They still have a lot of work to do. I've used a couple other screen readers with Vista and have had some better results with them, you know, over what JAWS is doing. JAWS still has some problems, but I'm sure that those will be resolved, you know, as the final release of JAWS for Vista comes out. Hopefully that will be very soon. But overall, I've been very impressed, very happy, and I think anybody that goes to Vista and uses JAWS will be very happy too. So, again, I wanted to thank everybody for listening to this. I hope it's been entertaining and educational and helpful. So, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again soon. This is my contact information. I have a website where I have many other audio tutorials, some programs, some documentation, over 100 links to other blindness-related websites. I have tutorials on GoldWave, Nero Burning ROM, Outlook Express, Windows Maintenance and Security, unattended Windows installation. I have several different tutorials for Vista that I've done and others have done as well, plus many other audio tutorials. And that website is at www.blind-geek-zone.net. That's www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to write me, my email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net.
Welcome to ACB Radio's Main Menu Live. Opinions expressed during the show do not reflect the views of ACB Radio or the American Council of the Blind, its members, employees, or board of directors. If you would like to participate in the live show at 2 hours Universal on Wednesdays, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Main Menu Live. My name is Jeff Bishop, and we'll be with you here on Mainstream for the next 60 minutes or so, and then available very shortly afterward as an on-demand podcast found at www.acbradio.org/podcasts/Main Menu Live. Tonight, my co-host, Daryl Shandro, joins me. Hello, Daryl.
Hey there. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. And we were getting all of our panel of experts all together. But before we bring them on board and start discussing things all tech, we wanted to give you all the ways that you can get in touch with us. So let me first give out the number. We'll open up the phone lines just after Access Watch. The number tonight is 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. And you want to take it away there, Daryl?
All right. Well, we also have the MSN Windows Live Messenger up and running, and that's reachable at mainmenu@acbradio.org. And I'm watching that.
Okay.
And speaking of instant messaging applications, at work, last week, I just received an announcement that we are changing MSN. Well, we're changing Messenger platforms.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be getting to that, right?
We'll be talking about that.
And tonight we're also going to be talking about some public knowledge base articles, both from GW Micro and from Freedom Scientific tonight.
Indeed.
All about Windows Vista. And then Don Barrett is going to be talking to us about his wonderful BlackBerry device. And he's been having loads of fun with that. In fact, I got email from him today on his BlackBerry. We'll have to ask him about that email message because it was sort of an interesting one. and then Randy Knapp is joining us tonight. And he'll be joined by Rick Harmon. And we're going to talk all things Vista. That's right. Both of them have had quite a bit of experience now playing under the hood inside of Vista. And you've all heard Rick Harmon's review, the three-part review that he did for us here on Main Menu, all about Vista. And we're going to get some updates from them because this was recorded a little while ago. So that's what's coming up tonight. And if we have some time, we're going to roll back time a little bit and talk about command line applications, specifically Take Command 32 and 4NT. So that's what we got lined up, plus your calls tonight here at 866-400-5333, 866-400-5333. So we're going to get started right after we hear from Jamie Pauls from Access Watch. Take it away, Jamie.
This week's Access Watch software review is for Typability version 2.1.1, and it's brought to us by Access Watch user Jake Joel. His screen reader is JAWS for Windows version 8.0, and his rating is 5. Here are Jake's comments. Typability is a fun, interactive program that teaches blind and visually impaired youngsters basic typing skills. It uses the JAWS for Windows screen reader for all exercises. The program contains 68 lessons and tells a joke at the end of each lesson. The user has the option of not hearing these jokes, plus many other program options available via Preferences menu. There is also a speed test available in some, but not all, lessons. You can read more and download a demo version of Typability at http://www.yesaccessible.com. There is also a link to Typability on the training section of Freedom Scientific's website. Thank you, Jake, for that review. Come visit us at www.accesswatch.info and check out our blog at http://accesswatch.wordpress.com. Have a great week.
You're listening to Main Menu Live, airing at 2 hours Universal on Wednesday. To participate in the show, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
That's right, and the phone lines are now open, and we're ready. Okay, great. We have everybody. All right, great.
I have accounted for everybody.
We had some people MIA for a while. But everybody is back. Yay, absolutely. Hey, let's welcome everybody. Hello, Don. How's it going?
Doing good, Jeff. How's everybody?
I'm doing great. And Randy?
Good evening.
I'm sorry that you're missing your basketball game, and we know that was a very serious, it was a difficult thing for you to do, and we already have a caller. We're going to ask the caller to hold on just a minute. But welcome aboard. And Rick, welcome aboard, sir.
Good evening.
The melodious tones of the Harmon. All right. Well, let's bring on our caller. I'm not exactly sure what they want yet, but let's find out. I suspect it's Vista. Let's find out. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hello.
Hello there. How can we help you tonight?
Thanks for having me on there. I've got a question.
Okay.
And I'd like your comments on the matter. And if it's off topic, I humbly apologize in advance.
It's open phones tonight, so anything's
okay.
On topic.
Well, here we go. I have heard rumors that Freedom Scientific is suing Ceratec.
Okay.
Because of the name Freedom Box.
Okay.
And if that be true, that would be a very sad thing because, I used to use JAWS a great deal, and I am now using system access a lot because I do work with other people's computers, and they don't always want me to install stuff on it, you know. So I, mm-hmm. you know, and I think all the different screen reading programs have their strengths and weaknesses, and it's a shame that such a tiny, it's a shame that that there's a squabble between any two companies like this because we're such a tiny market to begin with.
Sure. Okay. Do you want us to comment on that?
Yeah, and I'll hang up. And, one more thing.
Yeah.
I got onto Access Watch and did not find the place where I could write a review of a program.
Okay. Well, we don't have Jamie Pauls here tonight, but what I would suggest that you do is there should be mm-hmm. a contact link on his website. You should be able to email him and get in touch with him, and he'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, terrific.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, great.
Bye-bye.
The only thing that we can do here tonight is confirm that, yes, there is a lawsuit pending between Freedom Scientific and Ceratec Corporation, and I'm not sure that we can really make any further comments other than that. But we do appreciate you calling in and asking that question. Daryl, do you have any further comments on that?
Well, I would just say that the blindness community mailing lists and Google and other resources would be a great way to learn about everything that you might choose to do to tell the parties involved what you think about it.
Yep, and there's nothing wrong with that as being consumers of those products. So, all right, well, moving on. The number 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, and we have another caller. Let's bring the caller in. Boy, it's going to be a busy night. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hi, this is Tina.
Hello, Tina. How's it going tonight?
It's going all right.
Great. How can we help?
Well, I understand the previous caller's, inquiry, and I'm not sure if you guys can mention it, but I wonder if I can mention it.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Okay. But I appreciate that, Tina. And did you have anything else tonight?
I would just be really interested in hearing about those command line programs.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to get to that, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Tina.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I wanted to move on now to giving Don Barrett the floor and giving him an opportunity to talk about a really cool device that he has been playing with, and that being his new BlackBerry device. And I know I got an email from you today from it, Don, and why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown on what that's all about?
Sure, I'll be glad to. For those of you who may have heard of the term BlackBerry, it's very simply a system developed by a company called Research in Motion, RIM, And what it involves is a series of email servers which do what's called push email, so that, and it's wireless push email, so that because I am now using a BlackBerry device, everyone else at work has BlackBerries hooked to the corporate server, and they get wireless email as a result. And for a long time, we've been asking RIM about the accessibility of their devices. The long and the short answer is that because the BlackBerry software on the RIM devices are written in the micro edition of Java, which contains no accessibility API, they really haven't been in the position to make their devices accessible. The cool thing, though, is that there are other devices under the Symbian operating system, particularly what's known as the third-generation Symbian phones, which run a piece of software called BlackBerry Connect. I've got a Nokia E62, which is running Symbian 60 third generation, and it's also running a number of other pieces of software, including BlackBerry Connect. So now, because we use Singular as the provider, and through the Singular connection with the BlackBerry Enterprise server, I now can send and receive wireless email along with my sighted colleagues at work in the same way that they would using their RIM devices. There is also BlackBerry for Internet service, and those of you who want to find out about whether, you know, or not your provider of email would support that, I'd get in touch with your providers and find out whether they would support BlackBerry Enterprise for Internet services. And then it's simply a matter of taking your screen reader of choice, Talks or Mobile Speak, and finding the phone that will work with that device and at the same time also work with BlackBerry Connect software. So there's a little bit of research involved, but it's well worth the effort. I can be sitting in cars or trains or whatever and just get and receive email in real time. And it's kind of fun, but it's also, I'm not sure from a corporate perspective whether I want to be available 24/7. But,
yeah,
at least
right.
I can say I have the choice now.
Yeah, well,
like
some of us are available.
Cool.
Some of us are available 24 hours a day, it seems, at our jobs. And
yep.
Very interesting. And when I went into the Singular store, because I've been looking at replacing my phone, I looked at the BlackBerry devices, but you know, I didn't really even think that they would even be accessible. So this is something that I'm really going to actually start looking into, because I think some of these BlackBerry phones actually have some pretty decent keyboards on them.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, even better.
Well, the key is, again, it's the third generation Symbian, and you want to make sure the screen reader that you pick is going to work with that third generation software.
Right.
And you also want to make sure the phone and the provider will work with BlackBerry Connect. And once you get all those pieces lined up together, it kind of turns out to be a very nice system.
Very cool. And I was surprised I actually got an email from you on your BlackBerry. So, and it came quick. I mean, now did you use an external keyboard on that, Don, or did you use the keyboard on the phone, or how did you do it?
Actually, I'm able to use the keyboard on the phone. The G key, which is also the number 5 key, is marked with a little nub,
uh-huh,
just like on the home row. The F and J on a standard keyboard.
Yeah.
It is a very tiny keyboard, and I use the first finger of each hand to count and find the keys.
Oof.
Sighted folks like to use their thumbs. I'm not a good thumb user. I'm much better because you got to feel and count and figure out where you are in relation to the other keys. But I'm sending emails with the best of them.
Can you touch type on it, Don?
Yeah.
You can, okay.
Because it's just like a QWERTY keyboard. For example, if you're on the letter S, you know that above it is W and below it is X. You know, the same with D, E, and C. It's just, if you know your QWERTY keyboard, you can certainly touch type on it. I'm not fast, but I can certainly send short messages and communicate in real time.
Oh,
and,
cool.
It's quite an experience.
All right. Daryl, do we have any questions on the Messenger side?
Okay.
Daryl, do you have any questions on the Messenger side?
All right.
Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
I am. I'm just sitting here trying to get over the fact that Don can count.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm here, Daryl.
Well, some of my words don't come across the best sometimes, but there's a backspace key on the unit, which is very helpful.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, that's really cool that we have some accessibility to that network. That's even if we don't still have accessibility to the devices themselves. I was going to go next, and essentially, as related to this topic, we're switching MSN, or I keep saying MSN, we're switching instant messaging platforms at work. We're going to be using the Jabber/XPP protocol. So fortunately, it is an open platform where there are lots of clients available. And I'm trying out Exodus, and I've also been I've also heard about and had recommended to me Miranda. So do you guys have any ideas on Jabber/XPP messaging clients?
Yeah, one of the things that can you hear me now, Daryl?
Yes, I can. We couldn't hear you earlier.
Oh, that's really strange. I could hear you guys just fine. Yeah, we're looking for feedback from listeners tonight, too, on this question, because I don't think Randy or Rick or Don has any experience. Do you guys have any experience with other Jabber clients?
No.
Rick,
none
do you?
None whatsoever.
How about you, Rick?
No, sir.
No, okay.
No,
all right.
Sir.
So I know that they're we're on Skype, everybody, so there is a little bit of a delay here. If anybody listening out there tonight has any experience with Miranda or any other Jabber clients, we'd love to hear from you tonight on their accessibility. So,
speaking of MSNs, we have a few.
Okay, let's go ahead.
So Ming would like to know, hey, is there going to be a demo or a review similar to what Rick has done on Windows Vista using HAL or System Access or Windows?
Yes, we are actually working on, Rick will be working on a Windowize version of what he's done for us, and we're working with Ceratec Corporation in coming up with the format to get something together from them using System Access, and we'll be in touch with Dolphin as well. So, yeah, the plan is to try to get everybody, kind of everybody walking through those same areas within Vista so that everyone has a good idea, and that's our goal. So,
and
go ahead, Randy.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I would be interested in, Rick, when you take a look at that, is I've already seen some pretty fundamental prompt differences when you're tabbing through the default layout, say, of a control panel with JAWS versus WindowEyes. Some of the controls are called entirely different things. Now, obviously, you're going to say, like what? And I'm going to say, I can't recall at the moment, but I would like you, when you go through that, you might make some mental notes, especially like when you get to the control that changes it from the standard links layout to more of a list view layout. I noticed that they weren't addressed as the same thing, and I think that's kind of interesting. So it sort of begs the question, who's really calling the control right, and is it because they can see the control, or is it because they've come up with a label because they had to?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? And that's a really good...
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, I don't know if there has really been an industry-wide adoption of, what are all of these new control types called? And, perhaps that's something that we as a community can work on and come up with some sort of a standard and suggest it to the entire industry as a whole so that, obviously, look, every screen reader isn't going to have every feature that everyone needs. I mean, so, everyone is using multiple, or at least, a good majority of people are. And so, yeah, it would be good to adopt a standard. Maybe Microsoft can help in that instance as well. We have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hello, everybody. It's Beth from Newport News, Virginia.
Hope Hello,
everybody's
Beth.
Doing well tonight. I sure am. And I wanted to say, first of all, that I really, really enjoyed Rick's three-part series. Thank you very much, Rick. And the other thing is that I had written to Next Generation Technologies. Jeff, you had them on not too long ago about JSA 5.0.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I wrote, just for the heck of it, to ask if they were doing anything with Vista, and they said yes. They are working on a 6.0, which will be out, and that will work with Vista. I don't know if they are also doing things for XP in 6.0, but I do know that they said that they are 6.0 will work with Vista. So I would suggest that, when possible, you have them back.
Okay.
And have them do a presentation on that. And with that, I'm going to hang up. I just wanted to tell you
a little tidbit
of information.
Well, hold on, Beth. Hold on. Did they give you a timeline as to when that's going to be released?
They said in a few weeks.
Oh, that's soon.
And,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
I mean, you know, I can't, that they didn't say that was written in stone, but
sure.
mean, that's what they are trying for. That's their goal.
Okay.
And
well,
so
I will get in touch with my contacts with them tomorrow.
Yeah, it really sounds exciting. And that speech recognition that Microsoft has built into Vista is pretty darn good, especially considering what Rick was doing and, you know, the load that was placed on his PC. But I'll tell you what, that JSAY smokes, man. That is great.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay.
I have to agree.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to that whenever you can get it going.
Okay, well, thank you, Beth, for
calling
in.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Rick, now let's talk about that just a minute, and I know we're kind of jumping all over the place tonight, but caller's kind of direct. So, Rick, tell us a little bit about that. Tell us again what type of machine you recorded that on and... you know, what kind of microphone you were using. We noticed that the recording was a little bit distant, and you know, because this would give listeners an idea of potentially, you know, why some of it probably didn't react as well as it did. And I don't necessarily think it was is because of Microsoft's software necessarily, right, Rick?
No. That was really rigged up. All the rest of the recording, I was using a USB microphone, and I was recording to Goldwave. But what I had to do in that particular segment, and you could definitely hear a voice change, is I had to switch. I had to turn, you know, my speakers down because it was interfering with the speech recognition. I had to use I was just using a cheap stick mic, you know, for the speech recognition itself. I was running the speech recognition, which takes a lot of processing power. I was running Goldwave, which takes, you know, a tremendous amount of processing power while it's recording. And on top of that, I was running multiple programs.
You're lucky it worked at all, Rick.
Yes, yeah. And it did. And there were a couple segments I had to chop out of there because it messed up so bad it messed the recording up too.
Oh, wow. Out.
So I was running 100% load all the time with that, and in the defense of the speech recognition, when I was working on it the night before, when I was just using it and playing with programs, it worked much, much better. I don't know what the deal was with the Windows M key thing, but it did work much, much better than it did on the recording.
That's great. We have another caller.
I'm running a 3-gig machine with 1 gig of RAM.
Okay, 3-gig machine. Okay, yeah. All right, let's bring in our next caller. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris. How you doing? It's Toonhead.
Hey, Toonhead. How you doing, buddy?
I'm recovering.
Oh, good. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you, buddy.
Well, thank you. That's very cool. I just want to thank Rick for the wonderful Vista review. The only thing I noticed, and I'm not sure why this was, but I noticed that the speech was a bit fast in some of the sections, and it seemed like it was farther away and kind of close in some. I'm not sure why that was, but you know, other than that, it was good.
Yeah, I think that's just because of the way that his studio is set up. Isn't that the case, Rick?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I had my jaws right up a little high, and sometimes my mic was placed a little differently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a huge deal. I just wanted to... it's not a bad thing. It's just, hey, as long as you get the information out there. And
that's right.
That's a good thing. I did want to kind of go off topic for just a second.
Okay. I had a question for you. I had a question for you, too. And,
Go ahead.
Okay. I know you've played with a bunch of different instant messaging applications, and I'm hoping, have you played with Miranda or any of the the Jabber-type clients at all, Chris?
I have actually played with Miranda a little bit. The only thing I don't really like about it on my system is that it won't read the entire contact list. Like, let's say if someone has a really long screen name, it cuts it off.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, and I'm sure that that can be fixed, you know, because I'm sure that if you, like, drag the window with the mouse or something like
yeah.
that. But it reads fine. I mean, if you have a conversation with someone, it certainly reads okay.
Now, are there JAWS scripts or Windows set files for it?
There
or?
Are JAWS scripts. I don't exactly remember the exact URL. I can get that to you if you need me to. But I have played with the JAWS scripts, and they do help a little bit with actual focus issues. Sometimes the window
okay.
will go out of focus if you, like, jump between windows.
Uh-huh.
And but it works great, most of the time anyway. And there are different
cool.
plugins you can get for it.
I have the scripts and the Miranda plugin itself on my website.
Of course you do, Rick.
Oh, cool. BlindGeekZone.net.
Jim Grimsby sent those up to me.
Okay, great.
There you go.
So
I'll be giving those a try this week.
There you go. Why don't you go ahead and give your website, and then we'll let Chris ask his other question. What's your website, Rick?
Okay, the website is www.blind-geek-zone.net.
All right, great.
All
okay, Chris, you had another thought or question.
It's actually a recommendation. I know a lot of people have been looking for accessible MP3 players.
Ah, yes.
And I think I found the one, okay? It's called the Creative Zen Stone MP3 player. It's only a gig. I know that's not a lot these days. But it's available in many different colors, if you can see colors. It's available at Amazon.com for like $40. And the cool thing about this is it has no screen to speak of.
Really?
It only has a couple of different buttons on it, and it requires no software.
Ooh, so you can access it like a drive then?
Exactly. Now, okay. there is software for it, but you don't need it.
And I heard from the Ranger Station blog that it also plays Audible.
It certainly does, and different WDM or DRM content.
Keep in mind that it's Format 3 on Audible, though. It does not do Format 4, which is... Oh, does it do 4?
Yeah, 3 and 4, I think it is.
We'll do some research and make sure of that. But now, what about... So will it work with NetLibrary and Overdrive and sites
I'm not sure about that.
Those are...
Windows Media DRM.
So it should. Randy or Don or Rick, have you guys heard of this or seen it?
I haven't seen that particular player, no.
It's pretty new, I take it.
I just heard about it the other weekend. Yeah, I think it's pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's going to kill me if I buy another MP3 player.
I've got like four of them now.
Yeah, well, you're
now
not Karen's married.
Karen's going to be like,
I know,
Karen's
not
gonna
yet.
Karen's going to be like, isn't three enough?
Yeah, exact. No kidding.
but my girlfriend supports my MP3 player. She's like, dude, buy more.
Yes, well...
In fact, she bought one yesterday, so she's going to be the guinea pig and tell me how it works for her. She's blind as well, so she'll be the one to tell me how it works for her. So.
All right, great.
But yeah, I just thought I would throw that out there and let everybody know it's available at many different places for like around $40, I think it is. And that's pretty cool because you have other players that have cost much more than that.
That's actually a pretty decent price.
Pretty decent price.
And yeah. I hear it's pretty darn small, too.
It is. That's the only problem, I think, that you could almost lose it if you're not careful.
Yeah,
but,
don't give one to Randy. He'd lose it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Everybody, we'll all lose our MP3 players and buy more. How about that?
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think both of our wives who are named Carrie would not have would not be too happy. But.
They're no fun.
Yeah. All right, Chris, we'll let you go. Thanks for calling
in. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Go ahead.
Minor update on the MP3 player front, and that is with, as Jeff, I have an iPod Video using the Rockbox software. And in their most recent round of updates, they've actually done some work to increase battery life and also to eliminate a major lockup I was having, which sort of made me wonder where they were going with their software. But it's like back to being stable again. So I'm very pleased.
Oh, good.
With where it's going. Yeah, I'm getting about 12 hours now between charges. And,
oh, good.
And I've got about 500 albums on my video. So, I mean, that's a lot of music to be dealing with.
Oh, that's a heck of a lot of music. That's great. All right. Well, we wanted to give you guys about 10 minutes or so to kind of talk about or however long you guys want to talk about it, and we can kind of go around the table and kind of talk Vista in general. Both Rick and Randy have had opportunities to play with Vista with, I know, JAWS for Windows 8.0 Public Beta 2, and I know that you, Rick, have had some time to play with WindowEyes as well. And I wanted to get your guys' impressions of Vista, as well as, where you guys think the screen readers are now. You know, we've had Vista now for, 4 or 5 months? And, it's... it'd be just kind of interesting to go around the table and talk about it. The one thing we want to preface all of this by saying that we know that JAWS for Windows 8.0 is in public beta right now. So the comments that are said here in reference to that, you must keep that in mind, and that it is not a released version for Vista at this time. So we know that, obviously if it's beta, there's probably going to be, some issues. I mean, Freedom Scientific even acknowledges that. So remember that the issues that may be discussed tonight are more than likely issues that will be fixed, in the final version. So let's
it's
see.
It's also important to understand that if you install the public beta on a Vista system, that any support issues go through the beta feedback form
exactly.
And not through tech support.
And it really is critical,
so
everybody.
Beware.
It really is critical that if you are going to go ahead and, get Vista and play in that playground, that it's really imperative that you communicate with the vendor of your screen reader, whether that be JAWS for Windows and Freedom Scientific, or I even know, for example, Dolphin. That you are communicating with them and submitting your issues to them, because, if you don't, they're not going to know that they exist potentially. So it really is important and to your best interest to take that time, go up to their website and make that happen. So, all right, why don't we start with Rick, and then we'll get Randy's impressions, and then we'll kind of go back and forth. And Rick, you can ask Randy to interject any time or, however you want to handle that. So take it away, Mr. Rick.
Okay. Well, for the most part, I was pretty impressed. A lot of the problems that I initially thought were screen reader issues, I have now seen that they're actually Vista issues. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Now, have you found that to be the case, Randy?
Well, Rick, if you could sort of cite some problems, then I can get a better idea of how you think that.
A lot of the focus issues, the Windows Mail focus issues, the Windows Explorer focus issues, some of the Internet Explorer focus issues.
Yeah, I've heard,
yeah, I would agree with that.
I've heard this elsewhere too, that there were some focus issues, and so that is kind of interesting to hear that wow, that's kind of surprising.
Because initially I thought they were JAWS problems, but
right.
Then as I started messing with WindowEyes and System Access and what have you, I noticed the same problems. So, it's obviously not, it's
so
not just a screen reader issue.
Go ahead, Don.
I want to ask you guys, is that something inherent in the mirror driver technology that we need to be concerned about? Is it something that the screen readers can overcome? Is it something that Microsoft needs to be aware of? This kind of concerns me that you guys are seeing this, because you would think that all things being equal, the operating system should behave, and Microsoft would have you believe that it does for us.
Well, let me first tell you that there have been unresolved Windows XP focus issues since the launch of Windows XP. So I think you really have to lay some of that at Windows' feet. So I'm not altogether sure that it's entirely the property of the screen reader. But having said that, that's a call that I think most of us really don't know how to make, because We may have our opinions, but we're not at the code level, and we're not able to really say what is the driver giving the application. I think what it means that we have to do is be in the ear of the screen reader vendor and then let them go back. If they think it's a problem with Microsoft, they can certainly get their attention and say, fix this. I mean, Doug has done this on multiple occasions, and I would imagine we'll continue to do this. I would bet that Freedom does too. So I think that's the approach. And I think actually that's part of the problem, is that while we all may have ideas about what we think is broken, we're so far removed from the way in which the information's obtained that it's really kind of a subjective call sometimes. I mean, we might be right, but, you know, maybe we're not always right. So, I mean, I think you still have to lean on the vendor. I think that's what you have to do. And then they can lean on their source of support if they think it's not their fault.
What do you think, Rick?
I agree. It is just my opinion. But I did notice that a lot of these issues came up with system access as well, and it does things differently than WindowEyes or JAWS as far as, it doesn't use a DCM or anything or mirror drivers. And the one focus issue two of them I'll address is the Windows Mail issue, which all the screen readers did the exact same thing as you arrow down through the folders. As soon as it comes across a folder that has messages in it, the focus instantly changes to the list view.
Hey,
I see that too.
Does that in Windows XP as well, by the way.
Yeah, and in my computer, on Windows Explorer, if you Alt-Tab in and out of there, once you come back into my computer or Windows Explorer, the focus isn't in the same place. And all of the screen readers did that as well, regardless of where they use the mirror drivers or just, you know, their own ways of doing it.
It would be interesting it would be very interesting to turn a screen reader off and, you know, for example, if you have someone sighted there, and kind of mimic, you know, what you're doing with the keyboard and see if these focus issues happen, because I'll tell you, that would give you the answer, folks, whether that's a screen reader issue or, well, at least it's high probability that would give you an answer. And, you know, there's a service pack coming out, I think, who knows, but I mean, the guess is
the end of the year.
Well, I don't know. I've heard August, so I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Okay.
I mean, well, but then again, we, you know.
Yeah, which year?
Well, exactly. Vista took quite a bit longer to come out, and so, you know, who knows when the service pack will come out, but maybe some of these issues will be addressed, and let's face it, there's a lot of other issues in reference to driver compatibility and things like that that people are running into. One of the things that I've been kind of curious about. Do you guys know if Creative have come out with drivers for their older sound cards?
I haven't looked, but I will.
Yeah,
that's a really good question.
They have. Okay,
yes.
Because
I'm using an Odyssey 2 here, and that's not a new card.
No, I'm using two Odyssey 2 cards, you know, and then an onboard NVIDIA card in my machine.
Yeah.
And
they definitely support the Odyssey series.
Oh, well, okay, that's good, because they didn't a couple months ago.
Yeah, because I have Odyssey drivers running.
But it's not unusual for them to take three to five months to get caught up like that. I mean, but I'd be shocked if they didn't support Odyssey.
Yeah.
One thing that I've noticed, and Rick, my comment was more in terms of the protocol rather than not agreeing with you on where you think focus is being lost, because I agree with you. It's just my feeling on that is that our lens is still the screen reader.
Sure.
And even if we think something is Microsoft's fault,
sure,
they're the people that interface with Microsoft. They're in the best position to really understand how they get what they get, and they're in the position to lean on them. Having said that, I'll lay something out, and I'm wondering what you feel about this. You know, I'm kind of a new school, old school kind of guy. I love the search feature in Vista, but I like my views in a list view. Okay? So what I have noticed is that if I go into my computer and I just start looking between my drives with JAWS, it mistracks the view, and I hear dinging when
yes.
I hit the down arrow several times to go from resource to resource. I eventually get there, and I can use my insert 8 to verify that I'm there, but that's really annoying. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, they're a beta product, and they've got time to fix this, and I have every faith that they'll make an effort to do this.
Well, sure they will.
I don't know whether the issue is something that XP is doing to confuse it, or if, I mean, Vista is doing to confuse it, or if there's some, if there's something got fixed along the way that broke something else, and that's what we're dealing with, because you just don't know.
Yeah,
we have.
I noticed that.
We have an MSN about sound card compatibility, if you're interested.
Yeah, go ahead, Daryl.
Okay, Matt says, to answer the question about creative drivers, they have not released a Sound Blaster Live driver, but they do have Odyssey drivers.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, that's good. And hopefully...
And they probably never will release a live driver.
Yeah, probably not. And let's hope that Vista will pick up the two Odyssey cards that are in this computer, because I'll tell you something, you literally have to sing and dance and stand on your head and pray really hard for them to actually both get seen and get named right. It took hours for me to get that configured, and they don't play well together. Two of the same card doesn't work too well. You've got to really kind of finagle it. But and I'm not the hardware guy, that's for darn sure.
As far as what you were saying about the list navigation, I've noticed that a lot in Vista. You know, if it's left in the tile view, I've noticed JAWS works very poorly with it. Window Eyes did appear to work better to me, what little I've played with it.
I agree.
It didn't seem to have near the problems. Same thing with dialogue issues. JAWS doesn't speak a lot of the dialogues.
Yeah, I got one where I was installing something, and it said, it was asking me, do I want to go ahead and run it anyway or something, and I had to go find it with the JAWS cursor, and I'm going, whoa, this is a step back.
Right, and sometimes even with the JAWS cursor, it just says graphic this or graphic that, and I noticed Window Eyes did perform much better there for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think...
And Window Eyes read the dialogues automatically, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of this has to do with... Well, who knows exactly? I mean, I would be guessing just as well as everybody else sitting around the table here tonight. But, I mean, you know, I know that Freedom is working hard, and they're working on the product, and I'm sure that, you know, I mean, this is definitely... What is this, their second public beta for Vista, or third?
Yes, the second.
Second, right.
Second
okay.
public beta.
That's what I thought.
And
so
hopefully a third is forthcoming here very shortly.
Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, that they're going to make, you know, leaps and bounds in getting a lot of these issues resolved.
Well, that's what I said on the tutorial. I wanted to make it very clear that, like you said, it is a beta. I have no doubts that Freedom will fix these problems, and I don't want people to look at the demonstration and say, oh, well, JAWS don't work worth a crap. Well, you know, in a month, that could all disappear.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, we're sort of just sitting here talking about, okay, what does the current landscape look like? Well, you know, we're probably going to have this conversation again in 6 months and look at it again and go, okay, everybody, you know, where are we at?
There's also, though, nothing wrong with calling it as you see it in the moment. Because
absolutely.
What is.
Well, absolutely. I mean, well, of course, if it's a public beta, then we as consumers have the right to be able to discuss and inform, you know, the vendor of the issues. And that's why they provide the public beta form. And
that's right.
And it's really, really, really important to make sure that we are, you know, communicating with whatever vendor has a public beta, that you get those issues to that vendor so that they can get those issues resolved, or at least so that they're aware of them.
Go ahead, Daryl. Matt just also said that he believes that there is an unofficial, and quote unofficial quote type driver for SMB live cards.
But, very, very
there you go.
Well, there you go.
Oh, good for unofficial drivers. I love them.
Yeah, there's also an unofficial XPSP3 that hackers are putting together. I'm not sure I'd trust that either, but...
Exactly. Just to be complete, what were you going to say, Rick?
Well, what I was going to say about the beta process and where I kind of have a problem with FS, and I really don't want to bash anybody or anything, but people keep telling me that, you know, they're submitting stuff through the beta feedback process, and they don't hear anything back from Freedom Scientific.
Yeah.
And if you try to talk to Freedom Scientific in any official way about Vista support, they just say, you know, no way, we're not going to talk about it. And, you know, they really need... When you supply them with feedback on the beta, they need to get back to you.
Yeah. Well, I think...
And I'm being told they're not.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that really, you know, should happen. And maybe a wiki or some sort of a bug, you know, public bug tracking system where you can go in and query the system, something like that would be...
They could use Bugzilla or something.
Yeah, they could use...
Well, I'll tell you what, Rick, I think what you do... is you keep track of all the bugs you submitted in the public beta process, and when the final release comes, if the majority of those bugs haven't been addressed, then it's open season. You have every right at that point
exactly.
to say something.
But what's kind of scaring me even more, though, right now, is a lot of these bugs that I've seen with build 2107 in Vista.
Were there in the prior one?
I've come back to XP now for the last week. I've been working in XP again because I've had projects to do.
Yeah,
and I'm noticing all these bugs.
I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, I think it's best that we kind of leave that alone. But
right, and what I'm trying to say is that just because the bug is in Vista doesn't mean
that it's not also in XP.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
I think that, and I'm going to say it this way, and the chips will fall where they do. Consumers have a right to track their input into a company. Having worked for a company for a number of years, I think Jeff's still waiting for his macros.
You're so
bad. Business vision. So, I mean, I can tell you this from having been on the other side of that fence. I mean, you have the right to track the input of your comments, and if you honestly think that a company is responding, then you give them love and you give them strokes and you say, that a boy. And if over a number of years, if you think bugs you keep submitting and resubmitting don't get attended to, then that also says something. And I think the chips fall where they may based on everybody's experience with that company. And it's fair for each consumer to assess that and make their own decision appropriately. Now, was I tactful enough, guys?
Well, I think this happens in the mainstream market. I mean, look at
sure it does.
You know, look at the Microsoft news groups, for example. There are plenty of people on there complaining about bugs in product that have been there, you know, for 5 years. And so why should we, as, you know, a blindness community or of consumers, be any different than the mainstream market and be able to do exactly the same things? And that's what mailing lists are for. That's what those things are for. And I believe deep down in my heart that Freedom Scientific is watching those mailing lists. They're aware of what the community is saying.
We have an MSN from a listener.
Hold on 1 second, Daryl, and we'll get to that in just a second. Go ahead, Don.
I was just going to say real quick, I mean, look at the sighted community in the sense that in January or February, it was almost an official announcement that the Social Security Administration was going through Vista this April. Well, I talked to somebody there a couple weeks ago, and they said it's going to be a good year while they're reevaluating everything. So there's a lot of turmoil about Vista in all scenarios and in all groups, and you know, we tend to think it's just us, but I think a lot of users are rethinking and thinking about how and when and if and under what circumstances they want to migrate, and it's a very big complicated issue, and for us as well too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I got rushing to Microsoft's defense, not that they need me to do this or anything like that. But I honestly think, and I'd be, Rick, I'd be love to hear your comment on this, but I think Vista is the next step forward. And I think regardless of what issues they come out with before their first service pack, it's going to allow a lot of neat things to happen. The media center features, I love the way they approach the whole issue of security in Vista when it comes to administrative rights, that you as an end user are an administrator, but every program you install may not be given administrator privileges unless you decide to grant them, either every time it's run manually or by going into the advanced tab of the properties and checking the box that says, I always want this program to get administrative rights. And why did Microsoft do that? To make it a lot harder for these programs to, you know, glom onto your computer and start making decisions for you, because if you had administrative accounts privileges in Vista, your whole computer was open season.
Yeah, well,
so I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Okay, Daryl, go ahead, because we're kind of getting near the end of the show here. So go ahead, Daryl.
Tina wants to tell everybody to visit SaveSaratech.org for the petition on the FS versus Saratech issue.
Okay. All right. And
there you go.
Thank you, Daryl. And okay, well, let's kind of go around the table for any last minute comments, and we'll start with Rick and Randy on the Vista side, and we'll have you go first, Randy.
Well, it's just a kind of a restatement of things. You know, all of you remember back to when XP was first released, and how we had security patches within 4 to 6 weeks of the first release, and everybody was wondering whether, you know, the network UNP protocol was going to be something we could really use, because if you chose to use it, you might be opening up your computer to everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, through patches and some other efforts, they kind of got it under control. I mean, this is no different, and there's a lot of neat capabilities in there, but I will also add that the caution I will give you is, if you're installing on a system, make certain the monitor you're installing to and the video card you're using is what you intend to use in that system, especially if you give it to another client, because I had a situation where because the monitor I had initially done the install in was a very high-resolution monitor, and the one that the client was using was not. I actually had to go and reinstall Vista. It was a complicated set of reasons, but had to do with the fact that the 30 days of grace had run out, and they wanted me to go in and lower the resolution, but I couldn't lower resolution because I didn't have access privileges. It was fun and games, but I mean it all straightened out. But I still feel like there's a lot of things that Microsoft's gone to the trouble to do to try to keep CRUD off your computer, try to keep spyware off the computer, and will they be perfect? No. But is it a better attempt than XP was? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
I would tend to agree. I think, you know, we're all going to be using Vista, you know, within the next year or so. I don't know about, you know, the people using older computers, but certainly if you buy a new computer, don't tell them to put XP on it. You know, you need to bite the bullet. You need to go to XP. This is where we're all going. It's a much better operating system than XP. Granted, it does need more resources to function, but, you know, it's the way we're going, and, you know, that's that.
There you go. All right, Don, and you want to give a last-minute comment on the BlackBerry, and then I think we're going to be almost out of time.
Yeah, if anybody wants to email me offline, donter@verizon.net, donter@verizon.net. We can talk about BlackBerry issues. I also have a Braille manual for a 6620 Nokia phone. Anybody wants a Braille manual for the 6620, I'm giving away the manual. And that's it for my comments, and thanks for having me on, Jeff.
All right, great. And Daryl, you want to let everybody know what's coming up next week?
Next week, we will have Dancing Dots on to talk all about music and technology for blind musicians.
That's going to be good. Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. So look forward to that, everybody. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have demonstrations and descriptions of the products in the first hour, and then we'll have them on live in the second hour. You can call in and ask all your questions of them. So we're really, really looking forward to that. Randy, you're not going to want to miss that one.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody. Well, listen, I want to thank all of you for participating tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and we're going to have you back in June or early July, and you know, just kind of check up on stuff and all that kind of fun stuff. So, all right. Well, with that, we'll wish everybody a good night, and we'll see all of you next week on the next edition of Main Menu Live. Good night, everybody.
If you would like to contact the Main Menu production team or panel of experts heard this evening on Main Menu Live, then simply send an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you have suggestions for topics or you have questions that you would like to have addressed on a future edition of Main Menu Live, then email us and we'll do what we can to answer them or cover your suggested topics on a future Main Menu Live. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week on ACB Radio Mainstream for another Main Menu Live.